when I was first diagnosed with major depression, like fifth grade, where I had, I think, my first mental breakdown ever. We were doing some little band thing, and they're playing these drums, and like all of a sudden the bass started getting to me. And then I went to the bathroom and I cried, and then some kid saw me underneath the stall and he thought I was trying to crawl underneath stalls. So he snitched on me and he sent me to the principal's office. And that's kind of when my first meeting with a guidance counselor happened, and like a real counselor. But it didn't like really sink in until like seventh grade, to where I started feeling genuinely sad and was able to like realize my own feelings, just that I sort of struggled internally with coping with things. Obviously, I had a bit of a health decline. I started gaining a lot of weight, which the doctor said would happen. I just like eating, sleeping, and, you know, playing video games, and that's not something I really like doing with my family a lot. So it just seemed that I was most comfortable on my own because I didn't have to worry about who I was, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think to a lot of people, I was kind of like a pain in the ass. And then even to my parents, I felt like I was just an annoyance, and they also annoyed me. I remember dreading every time I went to Dad's house because my grades weren't good, so I knew that would be the topic. It felt like my relationship with my dad was only getting worse. Like, I felt like he hated me. I felt like I was just a burden to the world. So now I'm like, well, nobody wants me, so why? What should I do? So for like 2 weeks, I just kind of rotted around until I thought it was time to give up on things.
That was like right before you went to IOL. What was that like, that program?
Going into it, I thought, why do I even want to hear these people? Like, nobody has it worse than me. I'm at the point of not even living. I don't even know why I'm here. I wasn't actually humbled, but I felt like a part of me was. But in like a week, I had heard way worse stories, people in way worse places that were doing better than me despite their circumstances being much worse, and it was kind of like an eye-opening experience. I didn't realize it for a while, but that was like a point of hope.
I know you're a lot better now. What do you think the turning point was?
Well, coming out of, was it IOL?
Yeah.
Coming out of that, I wouldn't say I was mentally better, but I had like perspective that I think I was done with the worst of it. I didn't think I was gonna try and kill myself again. I think something that's disappointing that a lot of people wouldn't wanna hear is that I think COVID helped me a lot, and that's not something you can replicate. But I had been at the lowest point in my life, and I was finally ready to make a change, but I still had like pounds and pounds of stress on my shoulders, and you know, I didn't have motivation to do anything. Then COVID hits, and that's the same case for everyone. It's a sad idea, but nobody was moving forward in life. So I didn't feel like I was being left behind more than I already had been. And so when it was finally time for everyone to get back to it, I'll stand up with them. You know, it wasn't hard to get back into society when everyone felt new to it. Then I suddenly just started cherishing a lot of the things that happened in like my daily life. And I mean, right after that, I started losing weight because my dad was going to be skinnier than me, and that really made me mad. And now I'm in a little bit more of a complacent point in my life because, you know, I love my family, I love my friends, I'm an okay weight, and I have enough money to get by, and then I got plans for the future. Even if I have a bad day, I know that things in general are going all right for me, so it's not like I have to worry too much about it.
Yeah, and you're looking thin.
Thank you.
A great weight.
I am.
You are. Well, Jack, thank you for talking to me today.
Of course.
That was very beautiful.
I know, I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful man.